Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mommy Chronicles with Denise Davis May and Tanya Scott Williams, your parenting partners in raising phenomenal children.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Mommy Chronicles. I'm Tanya Scott Williams.
And I am Denise Davis May.
And we have missed you. We have been away just for a bit. We played some encore shows because we had some things that came up, so we had to switch things around, but our hearts and our minds have been back here with you, and so we're happy to be back today.
Yeah, we're excited. We have a bunch going on this week, weekend, and the beginning of next week in the Selma, Montgomery area,
mm-hmm.
Starting with the Jubilee Fest. It is commonly known as just the Jubilee, and it's an annual event that occurs in Selma, which is used to commemorate Bloody Sunday, which occurred in March, on March 7th, 1965, when a group of over 500 African Americans decided to demonstrate around being refused the right to vote, and they walked the six blocks from Broad Street in Selma,
mm-hmm.
To cross the M. M. Pettus Bridge, and they were met there by over 50 state troopers and turned back. They were brutally beaten. At least 17 of them were hospitalized, and over 40 received treatment for their injuries. And so every year for over the last 50 years, I believe,
mm-hmm.
We have celebrated or commemorated Bloody Sunday through these events. And over the last 25 years, there have been organized events, and they include several activities. If you're interested, tonight there will be a mock trial that will be held at the Dallas County Courthouse in Selma. We'll have Dr. Ray Wimbush and Dr. Ron Daniels here to participate in that. There will be a public conversation that follows at the courthouse. And on Saturday, there are a number of events. There are children's activities. There's a foot soldiers breakfast, which helps to remember some of the individuals, some of whom are not with us any longer, but who participated in all of the activities surrounding Bloody Sunday. There is a children's village. There is a Freedom of Flame Award dinner to, again, celebrate those individuals who have participated in the civil rights movement, and this year including Kathleen Cleaver and Dr. Leonard Jeffries. And so it's important. They continue to support these activities, and it's finalized on Sunday with a reenactment of the Bloody Sunday March.
Exactly. And that schedule is going to be posted on their website. You can go to www.selma50.com, and you can find out, of course, more about the history, what it's all about, who's involved, and certainly go online and have a look at the schedule so that you can come and participate. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful to those who made those sacrifices 52 years ago to help us, because that event happened, and then subsequently the Voting Rights Act was passed, and people of color then finally had access, free access to the voting booths. And we're so grateful to the Sanders family and all of those who were involved in Selma who have seen fit to put in the efforts to not only point us back to our history, to our ancestors, to those who sacrificed, but to find a way to bridge the gap for every generation so that we don't forget,
mm-hmm.
so that we do not forget. So we're thankful to them. We appreciate Selma and its citizens for the sacrifices that they make in order to bring this about. So we certainly wanted today to be a day that we talked about those things, and then we also wanted to bring in someone who is going to tell us about some things that are happening in Montgomery. And we're going to go ahead and take her off hold. I think our guest should be there. We put her on hold for a couple of seconds. Hello, Michelle, are you there with us?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi, very good. So, folks, you're listening to Michelle Browder. Michelle is a native of Denver, Colorado. She and her family moved to rural Verbena, Alabama in the late 1970s. Now, Michelle, I had to look up where Verbena was on the map. I wasn't familiar with it. But they moved to Verbena, Alabama in the 70s. She attended, after graduating from high school, she attended the Art Institute of Atlanta, where she studied graphic design and visual communications. Michelle is a freelance artist. She's used the power of art to mentor marginalized and disfavored students through visual art and spoken word. She's created and branded an art diversion program that's used by juvenile detention centers in Atlanta, Georgia. And she has also founded, she's the founder and director of I Am More Than, a youth empowerment initiative in downtown Montgomery, Alabama. And we're so happy to have you on with us today, Michelle, because you're not only going to tell us a little bit about what's going on, not a little bit, tell us about what's going on there with I Am More Than, but specifically about some things that are coming up here in Montgomery. Thanks for joining us, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
And so, Michelle, we'd like you to talk a little bit about your mission. We know that your goal includes educating and involving both millennials and centennials in the social justice movement, and we appreciate that. What are some of the specific strategies that you offer communities to engage these generations in social justice work?
Well, part of what I Am More Than has done is to expose young people and their families to our history. To expose them to something other than what they're typically norm, you know, the everyday norm of just being in a community without reaching out or venturing out to other communities and outside the state. So basically, one of our platforms is to expose young people and their families to another form, you know, just a world purview on social justice, because all we can see right now is what we have in front of us. But when you move outside of that, that's one of the tools that we're using is community summits. We organize all kinds of events to engage the community in art, history, and conversation, which inevitably if you can use that as a platform to change paradigms, you know, change the way we see each other, the world, or whatnot. So that's what we're trying to do, especially tonight, starting at 6:00, we're offering a walking tour where people can come down to Montgomery, Alabama, and rediscover the history that's already here, that they have, that you see it every day, but you're not engaged. You're in proximity, but you're not talking about it, and it doesn't have any relevance. But people from all over the world come here to glean from the field, you know, from the fields of our wisdom as it relates to social justice. So that's what we're trying to do.
You know, I had the pleasure of meeting you on this past Sunday when I happened to be downtown visiting the new the Village Collab and having a tour of that, and then came down to have lunch at the Soul Food Cafe, Soul Food Cafe right next door, but then went over to your spot and was so grateful that you gave me and some of the other ladies that I happened to meet that day, a great group of women, gave us a tour of what you're doing, and I was so moved by the work and by what you had presented and the stories behind what you've done. Can you describe, first of all, your work, and then tell us what has been the response from the community to your work, both locally and more broadly?
Well, our work started, actually, I've been doing this type of work in terms of reaching out to the community and using art as a tool for the past 30 years, to be quite honest with you, since I was a child myself. And so basically we put together an organization called I Am More Than that tries to change negative stereotypes and statistics, you know, that we're all these N-words, B-words, and all of these stuff that our young people are subscribing to through social media and just the media in general. So basically our mission is to change the mindset, because I think that if you can change the mindset, you can change the outcome of that child. We're at a school right now, and so we just got finished talking to young people about the event tonight, but mostly to encourage them to venture out of this purview that, you know, that they're less than what they're capable of doing. You know, I just talked to a young kid a few minutes ago. Normally when I ask children, what do you want to be when you grow up, it's either a basketball player, football player, or some type of athlete, but this young man said he wanted to be a chef, and it almost knocked me off my feet. So basically, we're trying to, just change the mindset of our young people, because it's been so engrafted in them that they have to be this one particular thing, or they're not capable of, you know, venturing outside the mindset. So basically, that is our mission, and our goal is to groom some students and or some people, some citizens that can not only know their history but can take it further and be productive in social justice. So to hopefully I've answered your question as it relates to our mission and our goal.
Now, what about the piece about your art? And I'm thinking, and anyone, if you're online now, if you're listening to us live stream, you're on Blog Talk Radio, and you'll see the what is that? I always say carousel. What is that? The thing that's going back and forth with our pictures.
The presentation, the PowerPoint.
Yeah, the PowerPoint.
Slideshow.
There you go. The slideshow that's on our Blog Talk Radio page. And there are pictures that I took on this past week at your center there. And there's one in particular, the door, that to me that was so impressive. Tell us a little bit about that for anyone who may not have seen it and for those who may be looking at it now online. Describe that work to us and what you were trying to convey in that image.
Well, the door it's called the Door to Truth and Reconciliation, and basically it starts from the 1500s during the transatlantic slave trade. It shows black people, Africans, before they were enslaved as human beings, as productive citizens in their native country. So basically it just kind of chronicalizes Jim Crow. Actually, it starts from slavery once they arrived to the U.S. It starts from, the dehumanization that took place while on the slave ship. So basically, it, like I said, it just kind of chronicalizes the whole, our journey to where we are today. We go through Jim Crow. We talk about, you know, the Emancipation Proclamation, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. It talks about John Brown, some abolitionists that actually that were very fruitful in freeing many of the enslaved Africans. It talks about Harriet Tubman, and Frederick Douglass, just people that you don't hear about on a regular basis. It even talks about the blaxploitation, after Jim Crow and the black laws and how, there's a system that's set up for us to continue this dehumanization as a legacy. And then it goes into where we are today, which is the NeNe Leakes and the, I'm sorry, ladies, but, the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and this purview that, or this narrative that has been written for us by Hollywood itself, that we, especially as black women, are this one particular, there's this narrative that we're all angry and upset. And I think Michelle Obama has tried to address that. But so basically that door, I did it within like 2 weeks, but I was so excited about the work that's happening in Montgomery, Alabama, through other organizations, that I just had to paint it. I had to paint, where we are as a people. And people really, there's a whole history lesson in that door, which is called Truth and Reconciliation. So once you open up the door, you can't return. You can't, not undo the truth.
It's beautiful. I was really moved by that. We've got our Facebook Live on, so we're live streaming, and we've got some folks on. I want to say hello to Gabrielle Mays and to Kennedy Okoro. Thank you guys for joining us today.
And if you're just joining us, you are listening to the Mommy Chronicles on Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can email us at mommychronicles2014@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at T. Mommy Chronicle, no S, and we're on Facebook as The Mommy Chronicles. Thank you so much, Michelle. I'd really like to kind of talk about how you are tying the freedom struggles of past generations to your work. I heard you say a few minutes ago that you listened to a young man talk about wanting to be a chef, and I appreciate you recognizing that youth have dreams and goals, and oftentimes any limitations that are placed on them are ascribed by the adults in their lives and in their communities. There are no limits. And so I'd like you to talk about how today's you sort of address some of the social climate issues as you talk about social media and media representations of black women, but how does today's charged political environment impact how you frame some of your work?
How does it impact it? Well, I mean, so there's one thing, and ladies, I'm sorry, but my phone is about to die, and I'm so sorry because I'm right after school. But there's one thing that we all have in common, right, and that's shoes. So I try to find one thing that we can all agree on is that, you know, if you have on an outfit and you don't have on the right pair of shoes, that's going to mess up the whole attire. Am I wrong? I'm talking to the sisters now. I'm talking to y'all.
I'm not. You're asking the wrong one. I'm not really into style. I'll let Denise answer that.
It can. We know that there's one thing that we all have to wear, and that's a pair of shoes.
That's right.
So we're taking art and putting them on shoes that have narratives of injustice and, you know, and dehumanizations and just these social justice narratives and human rights narratives on shoes, because we can all relate to the fact that in order to get somewhere, you have to have on a pair of shoes. With that being said, I'm using art to garner some type of empathy. You know, walk a mile in my shoes and maybe you'll understand where I'm coming from. So with this event that's taking place on tonight, we want people to step into the shoes of not just Rosa Parks, but Lucille Times, not just Lucille Times, but Susie McDonald, you know, not just Susie McDonald, but Aurelia Browder. And these are all women who were mothers of the movement but never mentioned. We want people to step into the shoes of the Confederate soldier who actually thought he was doing something right because he, too, has been, you know, told that he was more than. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to use what Dr. King said, is that we all are creative extremists. We're all extremists, but it's up to you of what type of extremist you will be. So, you know, we're just trying to use different tools to open up conversations to bring us together as a people, but also understand, you know, the thought process. I don't understand Trump, but I just need to get into his billion-dollar pocket so I can understand what really is going on. You understand what I'm saying? So, but we take little small things like that and try to impact the world with it.
Now,
the world around us, let me say that.
You mentioned that we may lose you because of your phone. If you should disconnect, we have another 12 minutes on the show, so if you're able to get to a spot, call again or call us back. Back in.
I will. As a matter of fact, it's starting to go out, but in case it goes out before, I want to thank you all for allowing us to be on the show and to talk about this event on tonight, because it's very important that we teach our children and that we get out and learn about the history, about the lynchings that took place, about the 435,000 slaves that were in Montgomery, Alabama, more than a slave owner. You know, it's important that we have these discussions because we are losing our children by the day because they don't know who they are. Nobody's proclaiming to them or telling them that they can do more, that they can be more. And so I thank you for the opportunity. I really do.
Just before you disconnect, and maybe it just happened, I think we might have lost her already. So hopefully we'll be able to get Michelle back on. But just in case we don't, that's Michelle Browder. Are you still with us, Michelle? She is preparing an event tonight. She and others, I should say, are preparing an event tonight, Art on the Square, that is in Art at Firehouse in downtown Montgomery, and then they have different sites along the way, and these are historic sites that are in many ways connected to the event that's going on that's being commemorated in Selma, which is the Selma to Montgomery March, the Voting Rights Act, the trail that they use coming into the city. They'll have places staged along that with different artists, entertainers, displaying their work, engaging with families and young people, anyone who should stop in. So there's going to be a whole lot going on in downtown Montgomery, Alabama today. So take your families out and allow them to just be in the place. There's so much history that we miss, and Michelle's right. We live here. We're close to it. We're working. We're busy. We don't really take into account the part that the city and its citizens played in changing the world. So this is just an opportunity for you to do that in Montgomery. And then, of course, there are all the things that are going on in Selma.
And I just want to reiterate, there are tens dozens of activities happening in Selma from today through Sunday. And I think there are even a couple of activities happening on Monday and Tuesday mm-hmm. in Selma, more along the line of educative activities for young people. But several of the important activities or more important activities include a Southern Reparations Summit that's being held again at the Dallas County Courthouse on Saturday morning. That's Saturday, March 4th, from 8 to 11, 8 a.m. To 11 a.m. It is entitled "Should the Southern Reparations Summit," and we will have Dr. Raymond Winbush, who's the author of "Should America Pay." That should be an extremely exciting sessions, and they'll have several other attorneys who participated in the Black Farmers lawsuit. They will also have a women's summit being held at Concordia College. I'm hoping to be able to make that on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will also be a women's march that occurs prior to the reenactment of Bloody Sunday. And so if you can, I promise you won't regret it. Mm-hmm. Get down to Selma. I've gone every year except for one for the last 8 years. We were down there taping live last year. It's a phenomenal environment for everyone in the family, kids and adults alike. Get down there early because parking is limited. Mm-hmm. There are also several concert activities that include a range of music representing the civil rights era and even some more contemporary artists. You'll never know who you will run into. I was joking with a colleague, Dick Gregory, just walked into a hotel ballroom and made an impromptu speech, and I mean, we were floored. It was just phenomenal. You rub shoulders and meet civil rights icons. You know, if you're into the Hollywood folks, you see some of them too. But it's just an amazing event.
It is absolutely fantastic, and I'm so grateful for the time that I've been able to spend there. And in fact, I've been in Selma quite a bit lately, and I will be there tomorrow morning, and I'm going to be at By the River Center for Humanity, where APRIA, We Can Do This, is. She has a number of events planned for her center on tomorrow, and I love that she's going to, she usually has something on the first Saturday of each month, but she's going to end it with an African drumming circle on tomorrow evening. So I went last month and just absolutely enjoyed it, and I can only imagine what it's going to be like tomorrow because there's so many folks who are coming in. You know, people are coming from all over the country.
All over the world.
Yeah, well, that's mm-hmm. that's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. They're coming from all over the world because this is important. And I know that it's easy for us to overlook its importance, but if you go, park your car once you find a good spot, or not, just mm-hmm. park your car and just walk mm-hmm. and give yourself time to be present and allow yourself time to really reflect on what this all means. And as Denise says, you won't be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. And the food is awesome.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? And I plan to also stop into Orgampi. There's a new, I should say, maybe organic restaurant that has locally sourced foods. I think she's opening up this weekend. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to stop in there and get some bison, I think, they got on the menu.
Okay.
And some other stuff that
wow.
sounds really healthy. Yes. So I'm going to stop in there. And that's just some of the food. There'll be vendors, of course, who will have some things available. So, you know, park your car, get you some spending money, and just walk through it. And what I also love, this gives us an opportunity to meet people whose names you may not see in the textbooks.
Mm-hmm. And won't see.
Yes.
Until you write it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But their stories, all of those decisions that they made, these are everyday, workaday folks who made decisions that have a direct impact on our lives. And you never know who you're going to bump into, whose story that you're going to discover, information for you to go ahead and write it down so it can fold into the fabric of America's history.
And so we'd like you all to get in contact with us. We're in the process of planning our shows for the rest of the year. We have some exciting shows coming up. If you have any ideas, some topics that might be relevant for families and mom types, just email us, mommychronicles2014@gmail.com. You can even inbox us on Facebook at the Mommy Chronicles. And again, we're on Twitter at T Mommy Chronicle, no S. Mm-hmm. And so just get in touch with us. We have several activities that are going on. We're talking about all of the things our kids are doing, and, you know, school is winding down in a little while. It's a couple of months, March already, yes. So we only have 2 months, really, mm-hmm. in a week or so, or maybe 3 weeks, mm-hmm. 2 months and 3 weeks left of school. And so I know you all are going to start thinking about the activities for the summer. If you have any really cool activities that you know of, shoot us an email so that we can share them. If you're running any cool activities that you are aware of or that you are responsible for, send us an email. Send us a flyer so that we can make sure that we share that information. If there are activities that are going on in your city, send it to us. We have a national following, and so we can certainly share that information, particularly in places like Atlanta, New York, D.C., California, L.A., Southern California in particular,
Maryland.
We have followers in Belize and in Ghana. So if you have any activities that are relevant for families in those communities, let us know, whether they're summer activities, family-friendly activities. If there is a film that you think that would be appropriate for your family, you know, shoot it to us so that we can take a look at it before we promote it.
Absolutely.
And, there are a couple of things that we've seen. I took my child to see I Am Not Your Negro. Please, it probably isn't really a good film for anyone under 10 unless the 10-year-old is really mature. But 10 and up, it's just a different perspective of history that I think we don't often get, and it's just so well done. Has anyone gone to see Get Out? What do you think about that? I'm struggling. I'm going to go check it out, but only because people are saying I need to.
I won't be seeing it because I don't do scary movies. So you have to tell me all about that.
I will.
You know, earlier in the show I said that I stopped at the Soul Food Cafe. My apologies to Ms. Jarrett. I had to take out my phone and look it up. It's called A Touch of Soul Cafe, and they are on downtown on Montgomery Street. In fact, they're right next door to Michelle's place.
I'm going to have to check them out. Mm-hmm. Do they have pound cake?
Girl, I don't know about no pound cake. I could barely get past what I had on my plate.
Oh.
But they had some nice mimosas the other day.
See.
But and the chicken and waffles. The ladies that I've met.
Oh, now, see. The ladies, they don't want me coming in for the chicken and waffles because if it's not right.
I met two sisters who invited me to sit at their table. They just happened to come downtown. They wanted to do something. They heard about the Sunday brunch. They came down, and I think they both had the chicken and waffles, and they were raving about it.
Where are they from?
One sister's from Atlanta, but she's lived here for a while. Anyway, and the other is from Montgomery. Her family is from Montgomery. And the other young lady, she was from Missouri, I think. So anyway, they were wonderful. They enjoyed the chicken and waffles. It was the smell of the food that drew me in.
I might have to check them out.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to check them out.
And we'll tell
maybe
you
today.
All about it.
I will.
Yeah. You and your family.
Chicken and waffles now. Anybody can't just do that all willy-nilly. It has to be right.
I think Miss Jerry puts her heart and soul into that food.
And I don't know Miss Jerry, but we're going to have to...
Something. So I hope that you've enjoyed the show. Thank you so much. Monica, I see that you've joined us. Thank you, Monica Virgil, for watching us today on the Mommy Chronicles. Kennedy, thank you for hanging in there with us today. Of course, this show will be available in our archives. You can go to Blog Talk Radio to find it there, and it'll be playing on our Facebook pages.
And so thanks a bunch. We, again, want you to continue to contact us and get engaged because we're here for you.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to The Mommy Chronicles with Denise Davis May and Tanya Scott Williams. Listen anytime, anywhere on blogtalkradio.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Write to us at mommychronicles2014@gmail.com. The Mommy Chronicles, your parenting partners in raising phenomenal children.